It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is starting a new campaign to encourage COVID-19 vaccination in young people aged 12 through 17. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The incentive is a $50,000 scholarship. Five eligible Coloradans will be randomly chosen to win one of those scholarships each week for 5 weeks. Governor Jared Polis says the winners will be picked from those who've gotten at least a first dose of the vaccine.
The money will simply be deposited in the college invest account, and it'll be there for them whether they go to school in-state, out-of-state, all forms of eligible education expenditures.
Polis says about a quarter of those 12 to 17 in Colorado have gotten vaccinated since the vaccine was first available to that age group a few weeks ago. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Renters in Colorado will have some protections from eviction for at least another month, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The state's rental market will keep working under special rules that are meant to slow down the pace of evictions. Governor Jared Polis signed an executive order this week to keep protections in place through the end of the month. Right now, landlords have to provide 30 days' notice, allowing renters more time to pay back their rent and avoid eviction before the case goes to court. Normally, it's just 10 days. Meanwhile, there is still a nationwide moratorium that is preventing some evictions, but that's set to expire at the end of June, and a court battle could end it earlier. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Douglas County Sheriff's Office has arrested seven people accused of stealing and reselling goods from big box retail stores. CPR's Allison Sherry reports this is among the biggest money laundering schemes in Colorado history.
The investigation is ongoing, but so far Douglas County Sheriff's deputies, working with several other law enforcement agencies, say they have arrested seven people who were allegedly stealing from Lowe's, Home Depot, and other stores in order to resell the goods online. Officers say they've recovered hundreds of thousands of dollars in gold and silver. All told, they say $5.2 million in goods were stolen over several years. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A young bear that wandered onto the plains east of Colorado Springs was relocated to more suitable bear country over the weekend. The bear was found in a horse pasture being chased by horses. Colorado Parks and Wildlife doesn't know how it got there. Wildlife officials tranquilized the bear and took it back to the mountains. This is CPR News.